Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in. This is Live the Good Life Show. And you're probably wondering, if you're new, who I am, and I'm Sabrina Wright. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. As the intro said, I'm a holistic health and wellness advocate. I consult with clients. I also encourage them and help them walk through some of life's challenges. When people first come to see me, they're on the table and I'm their therapist. And we find that we have projects to work on and body work to change. And in doing so, we find that there's a connection to your emotions with all the pain that your body is holding. So in all of these aspects of what I do, they've been richly developed as I've worked 17 years in practice with integrative physicians, surgeons, naturopaths, acupuncturists, chiropractors, and counselors. And with over 22 years of education and experience working with thousands of clients, my focus and approach always has been whole person care, your body, your mind, and your spirit. And as I've worked with my clients, there's a common thread. And my clients are looking for improvement in their health. And ultimately, they want improved, good physical health and vitality. So when we get together, we work to customize a plan and an approach that addresses your pain and your lifestyle. It's a collaboration, and we work on improving your story of one of pain to a story of health and vitality. Now, you might be wondering, how can you work with me? So I'm going to tell you right up front, go to my website and schedule a complimentary discovery call. The web address is therightbalance.com. Starting in April 19th at 6 p.m., I'm starting a group or a circle, and we're meeting once a week for 90 minutes. And in this group, we're going to address difficult problems facing our society today. And these problems include, but are not limited to, emotional problems like fear and anger, guilt, poor self-esteem, as well as addressing addictions like drugs, alcohol, food, and sex. We take a practical, biblical-based approach using the Bible with a unique way to break the subconscious, self-destructive patterns that rob us of healthy self-control in our daily life. And if you've never considered this approach, I want to invite you to join me and let's discover the peace, the joy, and the confidence that's realized with right relationship with the one who truly loves you. During this group, we'll set goals, and there's daily investment that you make. And this investment will bear fruit in the proper season, and there's no fail. So it's an opportunity for honest, authentic expression. There's no judgment, no condemnation, and no criticism. As you may continue to have questions, I would just ask you that you please reach out and schedule your complimentary discovery call. And you can find that on my website, therightbalance.com. Now, today I want to share with you a story, okay? I'm going to share you a story about a woman that I've worked with. And this woman grew up in a home as a child where the motto was that children are to be seen and not heard. There was very little emotional expression allowed, and any emotional expression had to be positive. Unfortunately, she learned that she had to bury her pain, her anger, and she was unable to ask for what she needed. And there was no one there to validate or even help her process her emotions in a healthy way. Anger was met with anger, fear was unacknowledged, and there was plenty of shame to go all around. Her parents were unable to show her how to deal with difficult emotions because they struggled themselves. And as the emotions showed up, the young woman felt overwhelmed and inadequate, ashamed at how she had developed a failure to communicate clearly. This led to her working really hard to try and hide her pain, not only from others, but also from herself. And in doing so, she built walls, she put up masks, and she shouldered on for better or for worse. Her pain was buried so deep that she didn't even realize that it was there until she got married. Her marriage was difficult. They married young, and they had different goals and directions that led them to growing apart. Their divorce, unfortunately, was painful and manipulative. The truth was, they hid their emotions not only from themselves, but from each other. They pretended and avoided and even denied uncomfortable emotions in an effort of self-preservation as a defense mechanism. This is just one of the clients that I work with. And what I find so remarkable about her story is that there's a happy ending. And she shares that as she began writing and journaling, she found that it was therapeutic. And she learned to allow her pains to surface. She learned to sense that in her body, little by little, as the anxiety of reconnecting with her physical sensations and her physical self was really powerful. Really powerful. Slowly, she learned to listen and validate her emotions and pain. She learned to love and accept herself. So let me ask you, have you doubted your self-worth? Have you had thoughts of worthlessness, doubts in your capabilities? Or have you been stuck in critical, judgmental mindset? How about comparing yourself to others? Well, it looks like there are answers, and it is possible to begin the process of getting those emotions and that energy out of your bodies. And when, I don't know. Oh. And I'm sorry here. And what I'd like to do at this time is leave you with this thought. As we consider each and every human being on the face of this planet, we find that every single person, no matter what they have or have not done, is created in the image of God. And we are each and every one of us fearfully and wonderfully made. And no one person is better than another. Each one of us comes to relationship and interaction with others with different experiences, different frames of reference, and different life's lessons. So as we navigate life and challenges, we need a process to manage our emotions. And we're gonna go to break. And when we come back, we're gonna talk about how to get those unresolved emotions that are trapped within our body out so we can live a transformed life of freedom.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and today we're talking about emotions and trapped emotions. How do we get rid of them when they're trapped inside of our body? Now, before the break, I shared a story with you about one of my clients. And we took her story of one of pain and made it one of health and vitality, and helped her heal through that process. Now, as we navigate life and challenges, we need a process to manage our emotions. And unresolved emotions get trapped in our bodies where they build and fester. And typically what happens is our energies get drained. Have you ever experienced burnout? Also, you'll find that emotions get imbalanced and eventually trapped emotions inside the body lead to disease, discomfort, and dysfunction. So when we chronically suppress our emotions, we create a toxicity in our body, in our mind, and especially in our heart. And the unprocessed emotional energy is stored in our organs, our muscles, and our tissues. And all of that combined leads to inflammation and chronic health problems, and it undermines our overall well-being. So as we work together, we begin with a three-step process of getting unstuck from the emotional energy that's trapped within our bodies. So the opposite of repression, repressed emotions that we're dealing with, is expression and expressing your emotions. And in order to process our emotional distress and move it out of our body so that it doesn't get stuck, we need to learn to express our emotions in a really healthy way. First, we need to learn to recognize and accept our feelings as they come and go. So the first process, for the first piece, is self-awareness. And the challenge is to recognize the emotion and feel it within your body. So this is where a mindfulness practice comes in. And the goal is to notice what's happening within our bodies, accept it, actually feel it, lean in and feel it without any judgment at all. So no criticism, no judgment, nothing. Just identify and connect. So we have to feel it to heal it. And we have to fully experience the emotion in order to process and integrate it into our experience. But we must feel it in our body. And that's the most critical point. You have to open yourself up, face the fear, and just feel. Practicing mindfulness to get better at recognizing your feelings and observing the bodily sensations connected to those feelings is most important. And realize that our feelings come and go throughout the day. So during this process, offer yourself self-compassion as you go through these difficult emotions. So what I'd like to do right now is I want to walk you through a mindfulness practice, okay? So I want you to find yourself in a comfortable position, sitting. Make sure that you're sitting back in your chair. Your high knee is full on the seat of the chair and that you're sitting back and upright in your chair. So I want you to sit here and I want you to close your eyes and I want you to start to listen to what your body's trying to communicate with you. And I want you to become curious, okay? So let's take a nice big deep breath to the count of four. And exhale slowly to the count of seven. And take another deep breath. And exhale. And let's take one more. Inhale and exhale slowly through your mouth. I'm going to ask you some questions. Like, what does your body feel like right now? Do you notice any pressure or tingling? How about tension? Are you aware of any heavy, hot, contracted, cold or warm areas in your body? What's the texture or the weight and the shape of the sensations that you notice in your body? Let's start at the top of the head, right? Is your head heavy? Is your neck tight? Are your shoulders up to your ears? Sitting back in your chair, are your shoulder blades equally attached to the back of the chair? Arms down by your side, do they feel like they're equal in length? Or how about heaviness versus lightness? Now check in with that low back area and your hips. Are both cheeks equally connected to the seat of the chair? Or is one cheek a little heavier than the other? And then check the back of your legs, behind your knees. Are your calves touching the front of the seat of your chair? Now check in with your ankles and your feet. Are your toes pointed forward or are they pointed out? Are your feet equally light and relaxed, or is one really tight and tense? Now, what emotions are connected to all of these sensations? Have you identified any of those? Can you breathe, not only just in your head, but can you breathe into your body? Can you breathe into those spaces? Let's take another deep breath. Can you fill those spaces and exhale? Have you noticed what your body's trying to tell you? Is it saying I'm thirsty? Is it saying I'm uncomfortable? What's it saying? I'm hungry? So what do you think that your body parts need? That's the first step, is really checking in and connecting with yourself so that you're aware of everything you personally have got going on, right? It's about connecting to yourself. The second step is self-expression. And in this self-expression stage, you're going to be able to respond to everything that you've just become aware of, your self-awareness. That's huge. If you've listened to any of the podcasts before this one, you'll be familiar with the fact that I continually encourage you to do a self-inventory. This is just one aspect of your self-inventory, that mindfulness practice. And doing it on a daily basis is so powerful and so healing for yourself. It helps you to show up better in day-to-day life. Now, the goal of this self-expression piece is to move the energy of emotion through and out your body, right? To let it go. So it's got to be authentic, and you really got to embody it. So I want you to remember that true healing occurs when the body and the mind are integrated. So express the emotion on the bodily level first and foremost. Do that self-awareness. Get a handle on where you're at physically and ask yourself some of those questions. So, where am I? What am I feeling? And what do I need to do? And when we come back from this break, we'll answer those questions and we'll move on and talk about how to express yourself so that your body can let those emotions go. I'm Sabrina Wright, and this is the Live Your Good Life show, and we'll be right back.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Sabrina Wright, and you're listening to Live the Good Life Show. And before the break, we were talking about self-expression and how important it is. Now, for myself as an individual, I have been a lifelong journaler. Lifelong. And so this self-expression section is going to be about journaling. And if you're new to journaling, then I want to just encourage you so much to embrace this new component of your self-care. So remember, I want to start with reminding you that true healing occurs when the body and the mind are integrated and that our emotions are expressed in a really healthy and productive way. Once your emotions have been identified and you also connect with them, now it's time to journal or write. And writing can be very therapeutic in and of itself. And it is an opportunity for self-discovery and an even greater tool to reconnecting to your true self and processing your deepest feelings and emotions. For when we write, we give our internal world, everything that's going on in here and everything that's going on in our body, a voice. We process and make sense of what's happening with us and around us. And we gain perspective by writing out our fears, writing about our hurts. Putting all of that on paper gives us an opportunity to let go of the grip that those emotions have on us and gives us distance, if you will, to take a look at them with a different perspective. Writing it all down, putting it on paper and letting it go truly is the outcome you're looking for. So that release can be truly healing. If you are new to journaling, I would recommend the Happiness Journal. And this Happiness Journal I received as a gift at Christmas, and it's available through Jen Simpson Design. And it is broken down into daily entries where really you look at three things. What are you grateful for from the day? And what are three good things that happened to you in that day? This is something that you do at the end of the evening. I make it part of my nightly routine. And taking a look at that journal allows you the opportunity to leave the day on a positive note, to take a look at the day as a whole and looking at the good that has come out of the day instead of obsessing or instead of holding on to hurts or troubling emotions or difficult situations that you're challenged with. Jen's gratitude journal or the happiness journal is a beautiful way to start journaling. It's made with beautiful paper. It's spiral bound so it can lay open, or you can fold the sheets, fold it into just the 8.5 by 11. It not only has places for your daily entries, but it has a blank page where it gives you the opportunity to maybe expand upon a day or a thought, or to doodle, or to create a little art piece that's associated with your day or your emotion. And it also has, on a weekly basis, the opportunity for you to reflect on the week. What lessons did you learn? And what highlights were there in the week? I cannot recommend this more to be used. And it's a great place to start if journaling is a new concept and activity for you. Practicing journaling every day helps you become better at expressing and processing your feelings. So when you're journaling, don't censor yourself, and please do not judge yourself on what you're feeling at all. That's not what this is about. And really, there should be no judgment for what you're feeling, not at all. You want to let all of your emotions out completely and unfiltered. If you're feeling like it's a four-letter word kind of experience, then get creative with the little asterisk and all those kind of signs. For yourself, it might be that you just need to write it all out, just big bold letters, and just get it out and take the time to do that. Over time, your journal will become probably one of the safest places and safest spaces for you to free yourself, to get unstuck, and to move forward. So as you're starting to journal, here's a really cool place to start. Similar to the mindfulness practice, identify what is happening in your life right now that you wish you could change. And then identify what is the biggest source of your frustration. It could be attached to whatever you want to change, but it could be that you have a frustration that is what you think is probably separate and apart from what you would like to change. And as you write, you take a look at these two questions, you notice there are sensations going on inside your body. So take that opportunity to tune into those parts and notice, identify, do you have parts that are numb? That's not uncommon. How about, do you have pain in your body, or you feel like there are frozen spots in your body? That is common. What are these areas trying to tell you? Are they trying to tell you what needs to be healed? Are they telling you what needs attention? Or are they telling you that there are things that need to be changed? That's what's really powerful about this second step. Now we get on to part three. And part three is about the self-care piece. This is where the reset happens, where the reset takes place. Because if we're habitually neglecting our bodies and ignoring our emotions, we have to rededicate ourselves to body-mind self-care, body-mind self-connection. And we have to indulge in healing habits that will bring in feelings of well-being, feelings of vitality, and start making those changes to heal our bodies and move them to a place of health. The goal is to realign back with your authentic self and to reset back to a relaxed and open state, to come back into balance. That's where the wellness is, when you're in balance. When you're realigned back to who you authentically are, who you were authentically created to be, who you and how you operate, there's balance there. And this type of self-care, goodness, many times is a matter of slowing down and being alone. So here are some suggestions on self-care. Get out into nature, and it could be just take a walk. 30 minutes. Breathe deep, exhale fully, take a look around, enjoy your surroundings. Some people really are nourished when they create art, painting, music, decoupage, sculpting. And then how about listening to music while you cook, right? That's self-care. You could meditate to cleanse your mind and relax your body. You could take a nap, like on a Sunday afternoon. That's luxurious, right? That's self-care. Or you can read. Catch up on your reading materials. Pick up a really good book that's going to be relaxing. We're getting into spring and into summer, so get those fun, just mindless books and just get lost in it. So take good care of yourself, because you want to awaken within you the joys of life and the simple pleasures that will nourish your body, your mind, and your spirit. Healing is a taxing process. So please remember to give yourself all the care and compassion you would give a friend doing this similar hard work. Now is the time to offer yourself understanding, love, and care. Again, this is hard work, and you're doing the best that you can with what you've got. Trapped emotions get in our way, and they sabotage all of our efforts to create the life that we want while making us miserable all along the way. So freeing this emotional energy stuck within our bodies can shift our lives in a most positive way. It's healing and liberating, and you're worth it. My name is Sabrina Wright. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show. We've got one more break, okay? So when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about a journey to freedom that is available to you, all right? After the break.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof
Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and you're listening to Live the Good Life Show. So today we've been talking about how to heal from, how to get rid of suppressed emotions that are trapped within your body. And we've talked about the three-step process of a mindfulness practice for you to become self-aware. We've talked about self-expression and journaling and the importance of that. And we've even finished off that three-step process with the importance of self-care and how self-care is a reset for you. I cannot express enough how important and how much hard work healing is. But it's really vital, really vital. And suppressed or unexpressed emotions get stored in our bodies, in our tissues, in our organs, in every aspect of our life. And when that happens, we experience discomfort, dysfunction, and ultimately disease. I work with individuals and I work with groups, and we worked together to develop a customized plan for you as an individual. We work on identifying the pain, and then we work on changes to help improve the lifestyle and release the pain. Excuse me. Healing is a taxing process. It's hard work. So I want to encourage you to give yourself all the care and compassion that you would give a friend doing this similar hard work. Offer yourself that understanding, love, and care, because you're doing the best that you can with what you've got, right? Again, emotions get trapped in our way. They ultimately sabotage our lives, and we don't need that. We've got so many more challenges that we're dealing with that we need to be our healthiest and our best, that we can be. We have a caller. Please, Benny.
Yeah.
Connect our caller.
I will be more than happy to. We'll take Lisa. Yeah. She's calling in from Southern California. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling in. What can we answer for you?
Absolutely. Well, I love your podcast, and I'm wondering, my question is, do you also work with people virtually? So people that, I know ideally it would be great to work with people in person, but are you also doing, I know obviously the phone call can be made virtually, but do you do the program that you're talking about? Do you offer that virtually as well?
Absolutely. In this modern day and age, life has gone to being a Zoom kind of connection. before it used to be Skype, but now it's Zoom. But yes, individually, we can work one-on-one virtually as well as in a group. And for the group that's starting on April 19th, you will have that opportunity to either do it in person, we'll be meeting in my office, or to be participating in that group virtually. That's a really good question, Lisa. Thank you for asking that.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for offering it. I'm definitely going to visit your website.
Definitely. Check it out there. And it's the Right Balance, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. And it's underneath the services page. You'll click on that and you'll see the two options. Either do it in a group or do it one-on-one individually. And once you register for either, then you'll get the opportunity to choose virtual versus in-person.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I can answer for you, Lisa?
That's it for now. I don't want to keep you. I'm loving this one, so I don't want to keep you. I want you to be able to have time to finish what you wanted to share today. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you have a fantastic week, okay? Thank you, Lisa, from, where was she from, Benny?
Southern California.
Southern California.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. So as Lisa mentioned, how do you work with me? So you go to my website, and I would suggest two things. If you're unsure whether you want to work in a group or whether you want to work one-on-one, I want you to schedule yourself a complimentary discovery call, and then we'll be able to talk to each other and figure out what you're going to be most comfortable doing, working in a group or working one-on-one. So the address to find that is my website, the Right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com, and schedule that discovery call. I'll get an email and we'll set up all the particulars. The group that starts on April 19th starts at 6 o'clock in the evening Pacific time. And this is a 4.5 month group session. Excuse me, we meet once a week for 90 minutes. And in this group, we're going to address difficult problems. And they are difficult problems that many in our society are struggling with. These problems include, but aren't limited to, emotional problems. So there's fear and there's anger, there's guilt, there's poor self-image. And then addictions we'll be dealing with as well. And these range from drugs, alcohol, food, and sex. In this group and one-on-one, we take a practical, biblical-based approach using the Bible in a really unique way to break the subconscious, self-destructive patterns that rob us of healthy self-control in our daily lives. So if you have never considered this approach, register, schedule your discovery call. I want to invite you to join me because we're going to be able to discover that there's peace and there's joy and there's confidence to be realized in right relationship with the one who truly loves you. In this group, in this session, in this journey to your freedom, we set goals. There's a daily investment that you make that will bear fruit in the proper season. There's a no fail in this work. It's just show up, be honest and authentic. There's no judgment. There's no condemnation. There's no criticism. As you have questions, from this podcast or even going onto the website and taking a look at the services that are available. If you have questions, please reach out and schedule your complimentary discovery call on the website, The Right Balance, WRIGHTBalance.com. I'm Sabrina Wright. I've been your host today on Live the Good Life Show. And I want to thank you for tuning in today. And I want to invite you to take a look at your life. Is there anything that you want to change? Is there anything that could be bigger, could be bolder, could be more dynamic and exciting for you? Is there a place in your body where you're just not feeling right? Are you experiencing pain, discomfort, dysfunction? Are you struggling with a disease? Schedule your complimentary discovery call. Let's get to the root cause and the root of the problem, and let's work together to create and to change your current pattern of pain or your current life of pain. Let's change it to one of freedom, health, and vitality. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm Sabrina Wright, and this was Live the Good Life Show. We'll see you next month.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's therightbalance.com.